I'm Woody, and here again for anybody who follows me on my YouTube channel called Andy Mooseman, a bit similar to this one, and they will know that I recently posted a video all about the fact that I have just published an ebook. Yes, I've become a published author, albeit self-published on the Amazon websites. And what I decided to do a while ago was to group all of the written blog posts that I've done for my Moose Musings blog. There were over 150 of them altogether, and I decided to group them all together. I'm not quite sure where the spark of inspiration came to actually do this, and I thought I'd group them all together and make them into an ebook, because it is so easy to do that type of thing now. Anybody can do it. That's one of the great things about the internet nowadays. We can publish podcasts like this one on Audioboo, videos onto YouTube, we can make music and publish it ourselves and sell it via iTunes, etc. Or we can now make our own books and self-publish, whether that be in a physical format or in a digital format, which is what I've just done. But through the course of doing that and thinking about it and editing all the posts, as I said, there were over 150 written posts. But what I also do on that blog, I also post on there, group all together, my YouTube videos and my audio boos as well. And I realised that during that particular period of the blog post, which is from May of 2009, right up until the end of 2011, literally only a few days ago, that I posted also, apart from the written blog post, over 160 YouTube videos on there, and well over 100 audio boos as well. And it also made me think that in the future, how am I going to use these individual sites? As I said, yes, I group all of my content into one place, but which of those bits of content should be an audio boo in the future, which should be a video, and which should be a written blog post? It's something that I've thought about before now. And I tend to use audio, but although I only come on here in fits and starts, as any follower will no doubt be well aware of that, I seem to come on here and then have a spurt of creative enthusiasm or something and then go away. But what happens is that I'm still posting things on other sites as well. So I need to think about how I'm going to do this in a different way, because how I use Audioboo, how I use YouTube, and how I use the written blog post, because I enjoy doing all three different types of things. And Audioboo tends to be for those type of things where I just get a sudden spark of inspiration, something comes onto the radio or something like that, and off I go. Yes, that does inspire videos and blog posts as well. But sometimes I tend to use Audioboo for maybe slightly more trivial subjects, I suppose. They deserve attention, but they might be slightly less weighty than the ones that I might talk about either in a written blog or on a YouTube video. But I also use this to share memories and stories and things like that, and thoughts that suddenly come into your head about something that happened to you, whether, you know, you might be inspired by something on the radio or the TV or a conversation that you've just had. So I'm going to be thinking about that for a while, and maybe making more audio boos, and not have to think about, when I come up with an idea, right, which site am I going to use it, get it sorted out, compartmentalised, I think is the word, in my brain, right, that particular topic deserves to be an audio boo, that one needs to be a video, and that one needs to be a written blog post. Maybe separate them, but maybe it won't happen at all. I don't tend to make New Year's resolutions, so this is in no way a particular resolution, but publishing an ebook, and now I can consider myself an author. Other people might not, I suppose, but might not be a resolution, but it's a pretty good start to the year. Anyway, I hope to be around a little bit more on this particular site, and I'll put some links below so that you can have a look at that particular book if you want to, or check out the blog, etc., or the YouTube videos if you haven't already. Anyway, I'll leave it there and wish you a happy new year, and hope that you stick to your resolutions, and maybe you should go and try and publish your own book as well. It gives you a nice satisfactory feeling to start the year. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.